back again. A lot has transpired in the last 8 years, hasn't it?
First of all, on the lighter side, we're both diehard Carolina fans. And to get on the serious side, you and I are crusaders. The last time I was here, this scenario was my recovery from alcoholism and drug addiction. And, you know, you've been very patient with me.
You've joined me in living at my house in 2010. That fall, you had said to me that you didn't think you'd be able to survive the winter in the woods because your lungs and your health and your just whole situation was very tenuous.
I've got emphysema in the last stages, and nobody wants to go this way. I got up this morning, and I looked at myself naked in the mirror. And for the first time in a long time, I was just about paralyzed with what I had done to myself. My cigarette smoking started when I was 6 years old. I used to go to the Varsity Theater in Chapel Hill, go up to the men's room in the sand ashtrays and pick up good butts and get a good high. That was my first love.
You're now in the hospice program.
Yeah. My doctor and nurses, on their last extended prognosis, is that I should be dead a month from now.
Did you have any inkling that the end would come like this?
It's been a trip. I've got some good people pulling for me. I have made some wonderful friends through hospice. And I've learned that there's two ways to use narcotics. You can use it as an entertainment tool, totally destructive. Mm-hmm. But the way it's been administered to me, all I'm doing is killing pain. Mm-hmm. There's no real high involved. Only way I get through a day, David, is to say, well, I'm going to make my life worthwhile to somebody by doing something or saying something of value. If I can get one person, just one, that's addicted to cigarettes, to give it up before it eats you alive, please try. And that's about all I can say. I'm sorry to be emotional about it, but I take it personal.
You're certainly an inspiration to learn about discipline, self-discipline, how to live, and of the last chapter here over the months, how to die.
It's best to go when your time is right. Don't try to extend your life artificially. There's a big cost behind that. Big cost. And I'm happy. At any rate, I want to say one thing a lot of folks don't know about you. When you do things for people, you want it done as quietly and as secretly as possible. And you got the finest record of anybody. And thank you for helping me so much.
Oh, you've helped me so much.
Maybe I can be a crusader on the other side.
I'm sure you will be.